Okay, so I decided to do Mrs. Yummy Mixer questionnaire. And let's see. Here we go. Do post tags matter, or you just or do you just read the title? They matter to me because I'm looking for the F for A or F for F. But yeah, they matter. I look at those before I read the title. How much time do you spend making editing and audio? Making a long time because I don't know, for some reason it just takes me forever to come, so. Yeah, and editing, I don't know, maybe like 5 minutes. 10 tops, but I don't like to spend very much time doing that at all, so yeah. Do you like the sound of your own voice? It's all right, I guess. which kind of audio is your favorite? Well, I really like listening to girls getting off. That's my favorite. Let me see. Do you have any regrets about clips you have made? No. Do you have a Gone Wild audio crush? Maybe. Would you have sex while a porno is being played? yes. Yes, I would. And well, of course, yeah, I have had it, but very low. I mean, not all high, 'cause, let's see. What is your most embarrassing slash funny sexual experience alone or with someone else? Embarrassing would probably be embarrassing alone and embarrassing with someone else. It would be my grandma just kind of busting in on me and my lady friends, and me just playing with myself. So she just doesn't understand. Don't come in. If lying is wrong, are white lies okay? Yeah, as long as they're little white lies. Would you prefer to watch others have sex or others watch you have sex? I don't know. I'm a little bit of a voyeur, so I would definitely watch some people. It doesn't matter the gender either. I think I wouldn't mind just watching anybody have sex in front of me. But I also would like to have other people watch me have sex. So both of them. Oh. But which do I prefer? I don't know. Because I've never actually had people watch me have sex. Like, just, bah! You know what I mean? So, But I think I'd really like it. What's the weirdest way you have ever gotten yourself off? I don't know. Like, is it weird that I would just kind of, like, rub myself on the corner of like a wooden table? Not always. It's only happened once, but yeah, I'd have to say that was probably the weirdest way. What is the fastest way to get you to come? well, with someone else, probably would have to be their mouth on my clit and their fingers inside of me. That would be the quickest way. What is something about someone that can instantly turn you off? Really, really loud, obnoxious people turn me off, so. Yeah, favorite place to come or have someone come on you? Favorite place to come? Oh. On someone's fingers. I like that. What music would you like to have playing while you are having sex? Something without words, because yeah, kind of get distracted a little bit, so just music, actual just music. So, okay, do you think that love equals sex? Do they go hand in hand? No, I don't think love equals sex. But I really do enjoy having sex with somebody that I love. Above all else, I really enjoy it with someone that I love. So yeah, let's see. What do you prefer to be called or say? Daddy, sir, master, kitten, baby, girl, slut. Shit. My name, probably. But, I don't know. No one's ever called me anything, anything else besides my name. But I don't know, out of those, I probably would. I don't know, I like all of them. I wouldn't mind anybody calling me any of them because I could probably get into it. Are you more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or silent? Moaner and silent, and well, I'm not sure because I haven't really had a place to just experiment as much as I like to with my sounds, I guess. A lot of times I have to like stifle a lot of everything, so I don't know. Let's just say moaner. When was the worst time you've been turned on? The worst time. Worst time. I'm not sure. I can't think of the worst time. What's your most extreme fetish? I don't really have very many extreme fetishes. It's not really extreme, but I think like out of all the like fetishes, I think I just recent well, I kind of yeah, recently discovered. Not recently. I mean like it's been in the back of my mind, like, ooh, but a foot fetish, but I haven't really, like, gotten to just, because I totally wouldn't mind worshipping somebody's feet, like, if they had nice feet, you know what I mean? They have to be nice feet, nice looking feet to me anyways, but, yeah, let's see, what's one thing you're embarrassed to admit you like to try in bed? I don't know if I'd be like embarrassed, but I guess it's a little much. Well, I'd really like to try like some, what would they call it? A spit play or something? Like spitting and slapping. Mostly both at this little, like, I don't know. I can't really explain right now. Play. What? Oh shit, I already read that. Okay. Preferences. If answer is no, then would you? Do you consider hair pulling sexy? Yes, I do. I like to have my hair pulled. Let's see. Do you enjoy bondage? I've only ever, like, experimented with just, actually, well, one person one time, but it was like only one time, and another person another time, and it was only like one other time, so, but I do enjoy it. It was like light bondage, with restraints, and yeah, it's only ever been restraints, but I really would like to kind of have someone just, I mean, I've really, really enjoyed being tied up more than I liked tying up the other person. But yeah, anyways, are you into playing with hot wax? Yeah, but not a lot of it because I don't want it to, like, I don't want to get wax on everything. But like a little bit of, yeah, I like the way it feels. And I like to watch the other person's reaction when when it hits their skin, because yeah, the sounds they make are pretty sexy, or at least the one person that I have tried playing with hot wax with was yeah, pretty sexy. So have you ever been with someone older than you? Yes. Would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? Yes, I would. I actually prefer it. Have you ever tried anal? I have tried anal, but nothing really extreme. Nothing bigger than just like a, like a small vibrator, but it's been bigger than a finger, so yeah. Wait, let's see. What the hell? Okay. Have you ever been double penetrated? Well, I've done it to myself, but yeah, nothing like super crazy. Have you ever had sex in public? Yeah. I've had sex in public, quite a few times, actually. Like, pretty public, but, I mean, like, her and I were pretty drunk. It was at this, in this, in her apartment complex, and we were at our friend's house, and it was like, oh my gosh, like, let's go back to the room. La la la, and we're all trying to find her apartment number, and we ended up like stopping and banging on somebody's door for us, like for that, for her roommates to let us in, and no one was answering, so we're like, fuck it, and then we just started going at it like right there in front of the door, and I mean I it didn't, we weren't there for like ever, you know. We hurried it up, but right afterwards, it turns out like that wasn't even her apartment, so we had sex in front of someone else's fucking apartment, like right in the middle of just, but good thing it was like late at night, so it was, I don't think anybody saw. But if they did, they didn't say anything. And, well, you know, public restrooms and on top of a roof. That was pretty fun. It wasn't a, like a big ass roof or anything, but it was like a little roof in the back of this house. But yeah, in a car, blah blah. Okay, that's enough of that. Do you like being handled roughly? Yeah, I do. Not all the time, but yeah, I really don't mind getting slapped around a little bit or choked out for a sec. Not for like a sec, maybe a few seconds. And then a pause, and then more choking. Are you very verbal in bed? Not really, actually. I mean, I do say like what I want, but I mean, I don't really talk too much. Unless somebody wants me to, then I will. Do you like receiving pain or giving it? Ooh. I think I like giving it, probably. And I don't know. I think it's like a tie. It's a tie. What is your favorite item for spanking? I like to use my hand. And those little floggers. Nothing too crazy. Like, I gotta hurry. Let's see. Random things. I just wanna know. Okay. What's the worst porn you've ever watched? This was so bad. I'm still traumatized. I was with a few friends, and then we decided, you know, like, actually, it was my one friend. She decided, she's like, oh, let's go and, like, look up all these weird porns. Like, that's specifically what she wanted to do. So we were on, I'm not sure what site it was at the time. This is a while back ago when I was in high school. She put on this one, it was called Caligula, and it had these two women, and they were like naked in this abandoned barn or something, I don't know, with just somebody. It was like sketchy film status, and they had a meat grinder, and they were grinding raw meat, and it was coming out of the grinder. And they were like, like all tonguing each other and fucking just like had all the meat in their mouth. And it was terrifying. I freaked out. I freaked out. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, cause I don't know. It was just too much. And yeah, it traumatized me. My friend thought it was really funny and started sticking her tongue out all weird, like how they were doing. Like, ugh, in my face. Oh my God. I was just like, freaking out. But yeah, fuck that porn. What's the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of? Well, the weirdest for me, I kind of don't. I think the amputee porn or fetish is pretty weird. I don't know. I mean, whoever likes it, it's all. I don't mind. Like, do what you do. But it's not my cup of tea, to say the least. Just anyways, okay. If you became a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? Jerk it and squirt it and bang some pussy. What do you wish you had invented? Nobody's made it yet. A time machine. What would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? I would just fucking relax. And I don't know. Jeez, there's just so many things to do. Fucking. Ah, but relax would be the main one. Relax and think of what I want to do. Let's see. Do you have any scars? Yes, I have scars. I have quite a bit of scars. Well, not quite a bit, but I mean, like, I got bit by a dog and fucking Well, when I was younger, I used to like ride my bike and just go on jumps and things, and I'd kind of eat shit all the time, so I have scars from that. But luckily, I've never like broken anything. What's your most used phrase, dirty or not? I think I say that's pretty sweet a lot. When did you last laugh so much it hurt? Oh my gosh. I went camping with my sister and she had I don't know, just the way she was sitting made and she had her like shirt pulled over her like knee and I don't even know, but it looked like it just looks so awkward. And yeah, that cracked me up. Yeah, so much it hurt. But yeah. How do you feel about aliens and ghosts, real or not? I believe in both. And yeah, that's that.